now those back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on, everybody? This your boy DJ LaQuita back at it again for another exciting episode of Spark Up PVD. Alongside Presidente Cristina, the queen of the dancehall, Regina, and the man still with the bands, Rubens.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's Friday, baby.
It's Spark Up PVD.
You already know what it is. It's your boy Rubens.
Yo, when you hear that, you get motivated.
Right?
It's like, it's about to be a fire episode.
Yo, drop the bomb on him.
Yo. Last night was mad lit. Sparka.
Oh, we're plugging that in right now.
Shout outs to you. Of course.
We're plugging that in right away.
It was so lit that, you know what I mean? He got to get the first few minutes. I mean,
I feel you.
Yo, Sparka, shout out to you. And shout outs to everybody that went and supported it.
Yeah, you're the real ones. It was a full house. I felt like I was at a J. Cole concert.
Okay, wow.
Yo, that shit was lit. I'm telling you.
No, I swear. Like, everybody had their hands up in the air. Like
facts.
And wave them like you just don't care?
Yes. Facts. No? They didn't care.
You know, shout outs to everybody that performed. You know, shout outs to B08. Shout outs to everybody that showed up.
Scribe. Oh, I like that kid.
I didn't get to see his performances, but.
Small City Flex. That track is crazy.
Yo, you already know.
But how about any on the vocals on that?
Any you be saying?
Kill him.
Ain't you on another track too?
Oh, snap.
He's like, nah, that's for another day.
We're going to have to bring him up. We're going to have to bring him up and talk about this.
We're going to have to bring him up as a special guest.
Right?
In his own studio.
That's boss. Hashtag boss.
Well, what's up, everybody? How's everybody's week been? Everybody good?
Yo, my week's been long.
Word?
Other than, you know what I mean, the performance last night, everything was long. It's like, yo, it was raining all week. I'm like, damn, when can we get some sunshine? Sunshine happens for like 30 minutes, and then it goes away. Like,
they were like,
psych. Give us a break. I mean, but next week.
I know, I'm excited for the weather.
Next week, it's going to be 70 degrees.
Yeah.
I saw 72 degrees on Tuesday, and then when I checked it again today, it was going to be 76 on Tuesday. You know what that means?
Flames.
Car wash all night.
Oh, my God. Guys in cars, I can't.
Yo, listen, I got a pass. I could go twice to the car wash a day.
Wait, what?
So you got money? Showing off.
$30.
And he brought the watch.
You got money.
Today.
What did you do, Rob? I heard you had a gathering. Care to tell us about it?
Here we go. We're throwing the shots already.
I'm not throwing shots. I just had heard from the streets that you had a gathering. I just want to know how it went.
It was a little improv. So for those who don't know or are not into the wrestling scene, this past Sunday was WrestleMania 33, and it was pretty epic once again.
And the guys had an exclusive episode, so you could check that out.
Yes, we did on Saturday. And let me tell you, WrestleMania.
It was lit.
It was really good. You know, even though we were assuming that because the card wasn't as hyped as previous years, it was actually pretty good. I mean, the best match is still a toss-up. I don't know what, but they sent The Undertaker off.
Is he going for good or is he going to come back to life?
Well, he lost his match on Sunday, and I was out rooting against him, Roman Empire. What up? And then after the match, he stayed in the ring, and he took off his gear, symbolizing that was the end for him. It was pretty cool. And we all know that The Undertaker is done after this match.
Oh,
hopefully.
Okay.
Hopefully he retires.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
It's been a while. It's 27 years, right?
Yeah. He started in 1990. And he's been wrestling since.
And shout outs to Blade.
Sean
Blade predicted everything that happened.
It wasn't even like,
you know what I mean? One thing was off. He knew exactly. Yo, do you work for the WWE?
Yeah. Let me tell you, the one that stuck out the most.
He's a prophet.
He knew everything was going to happen. That John Cena proposal to Nikki Bella, on point. I thought that was great. So shout out to Blade, man. You killed it. And he killed it on our episode, too.
Yeah,
for his first time.
Thanks for coming.
So, but in regards to my gathering, it was a little improv. All right? I invited.
Improv?
Yeah, a little impromptu.
Impromptu?
Impromptu gathering. I invited Kathy over. She's like, yeah, I'm down. And then I was like, you know what? Let's see if Shanice wants to come. Because I know in past years, we watched WrestleMania.
And then you just stopped the list right there.
And I invited one of my dancers from Mamba Bati.
Oh, wow. So
but let me tell you, know,
well,
here's the thing with him. He was falling asleep throughout the pay-per-view.
But he was there,
we would have never fell asleep.
He was there, though.
We would have been
He
hanging.
Got the exclusive invite. I'm glad that you're gathering.
So if I ask you guys to watch the next pay-per-view, you guys are down?
Yeah, pay-per-view, you're paying
Regina
for, right?
Show up.
What's that?
Regina won't show up.
Because apparently I don't show up to anything, which means that now I can really show up to nothing.
Okay.
Since it's
wow, the pettiness is real today.
I know. I mean, if I don't show up to anything and that's my thing, then I don't have to show up to anything else.
That's how you feel. Kanye. That's how you feel. So I guess WrestleMania was my sports segment of the week, even though it's more entertainment, but it was a great WrestleMania. And then the post shows for Raw and SmackDown were fantastic. They started the show off on Monday night with Roman Reigns, who beat The Undertaker. And the crowd for 15 minutes straight. He came out at 8:04, and he stood in the ring for, I swear, for 10, 15 minutes. And they were just booing him, selling.
Wait, why are we booing him? Do we not like him?
The WWE, Vince McMahon, he wants to push him as the head of the WWE, you know. But the crowd dislikes him so much because he's in every big match. And they want him to be like the John Cena of the next era, where he was everywhere promotional wise and he was the main guy in all the matches, but the crowd is just is not having it. And so he beat The Undertaker for some apparent reason. They just feel like he's being shoved in their throats. Get what I'm saying? So you're not gonna like it. If it's like your mom forcing you to eat vegetables, you're not.
Yeah, you can't.
I love vegetables.
You can't do it. You can't have it forced down your throat. It's over time they'll like you. So
you have to like earn it too.
Yeah.
Well, so speaking of John Cena, is that engagement real?
That engagement was real.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Wild.
So
shout out to all the guys WWE getting engaged. Out here making this.
How many guys do you know getting engaged? Why are you shouting them out?
There's a lot of them.
Ruben's been to mad proposal parties.
I know. Everybody knows Ruben, so you know.
Everybody. The world. Listen,
every second, there's a man proposing to a woman.
What's the statistic?
Every second? Wait. Is CNN running stats that I don't know?
There's no stats. But yo,
4.2.
Yo, just think about it. You know what I mean? There's somebody on this planet right now proposing to the person.
How do you know that?
That they
want
to be with for the rest of their life, as well as dropping a stack of hundreds on the other girl.
Well, I don't know. That's...
This statistic is so it's not even, I can't even tell if it's true or not. That's like saying every 10 seconds
it's
someone's
not true.
That's like saying every 10 seconds someone's not pulling out. That's what it sounds like.
That is wild.
It is happening. I mean, every second there's
how
a
do
baby
you know
born.
What people are doing
every second. Yes. I think it's every minute.
No, every second there's a baby born, and every second
I don't think it's every second.
Away.
I think that's too short.
Every second, I'm pretty sure it is a minute.
Yeah, I think
it's
a minute.
I don't know.
Can you imagine?
We
that?
Know you all don't know. You make these things up.
60 people dropping dead in 1 minute. There's just no way under God's eyes.
I can't with this guy.
There's no way,
Rubens. Te pasate. You went too far in that one.
Every
you're
second.
You're not going to back me up?
I'm not. Cause I know it's the bro code, but damn, man.
Rubens, this lineup got you acting real. I don't even know right now.
All right. I got you. If you can back up the stack.
Yo, listen.
Google it and we'll get to it. Yo, Google
I'm
going right to
do
now.
My Googles.
Okay, you
I'm
do that.
I'm going to do my Googles right. And then we'll talk about that.
I'll do it for you.
But why are you talking about the dudes dropping...
I'm sorry. I just have to say that the women's out here dropping it like it's hot for this coins, like they's mad business savvy and whatever. Like it's not really my style and my taste, but they're getting it.
Man, to each his own.
Like,
are you sure you're not Dominican?
I can't hate on them. I dropped the bueno in the car earlier, so you know.
Yeah, she did. Wow. She was explaining the story. She's like, "Pero, one of those classes killing me." I'm like,
"Let me tell you something. This has been going on for ages." This ain't nothing new.
I know it's not that's new, true. But like...
Maybe you just woke up to this and actually
or maybe
realizes,
she knows don't... somebody at a theater near her viewing her goodies for
nah,
the stats.
My financial aid just came at me like, yo, so what's really going on? I was like, damn. But there are girls out here dropping it like it's out for this point, though.
I mean, but they paid for all that equipment that they have.
If you know
I
what
mean,
I'm saying. That's it. We'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. I mean, in that shoulder shrug, and it is what it is.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, you got to get it how you can. I mean, I am mad at them.
I'm not mad at
are
them
you?
Either.
No.
I'm not mad.
They're gonna
you don't
get
have anything to say. You're
no.
like the woman hater.
Listen. No. I don't hate women. You know,
hate whores.
No.
You hate Mariah Carey.
What are whores necessarily?
Mariah Carey is a different person because she already got money, and she's still trying to, you know...
She wasn't
she didn't
trying
have
to squeeze
nothing
that man.
Why are we bringing her up again? That was like...
I think it's funny. I get like...
Yo.
You love the
same
route.
The whole point is, I ain't got nothing against a woman taking money from a man. The man is stupid for giving her money in the first place.
True.
I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is. You got to speak the facts.
I mean.
Well.
You know I mean? Would just leave Regina's it at that.
Thinking
I
about
mean.
A career change. I know.
All I'm saying is, you are right, and financially, you got one more time to try me. That's all I'm saying.
They probably would get whose man's is this for Ruben, but I'm assuming he's got somebody else in mind. Do you?
Well, who's the man's? Tell us.
It's not even a real whose man's is this, because there's a lot of people. I think the media is gonna get whose man's is this, because I'm tired of them promoting these whack ass rappers, whack ass talent. You know what I mean? It's all right if you know they had some type of dopeness behind them. But when they're corny and they're doing things out of, you know, to get fans, you know, which a lot of people would say clout, which I don't really like that word, so I don't use it. You know, it just
kids
sounds,
are using it these days,
you know,
though.
Cliche. Everybody's
it's
using
interesting.
It. So
clout and lit.
But
clout is like a real I like professional lit. Word. Is
it? Yes, yeah, it is.
It's like
it
real.
Is.
That's crazy.
It is.
I never
like,
heard of that one.
I don't like how it sounds, so I don't really say it. But yeah.
Sounds like a disease.
The media is putting their full potential behind these artists that aren't really that good. You know what I mean? And hyping it up. When we got artists, we got dope ass artists.
Give us
here.
An example of somebody.
I know who's this,
like,
who's
well,
this,
first of all,
who's this whack my, rapper that you keep yo, referring to, or rappers
well,
plural?
Well, my taste is different. Everybody's taste
right.
is different. So in my eyes, Home Dude, Triple X, Tentacion. I think that is
the
like,
one who came
my,
at Drake.
Yeah, like, why is he getting all this free promotion?
I'm going to be honest,
no,
I never heard of that
it's
guy.
It's free promotion, so it pisses me off that uh-oh. There's dope rappers out there putting all their money,
okay, so who's
all
the,
their savings.
Who's the dope rapper that you're referring to
no,
now?
No, I'm saying, like, Rhode Island got a whole bunch of dope rappers. I could run a list.
Okay, well, let's just
you know
name
I mean?
It to top five.
No. I don't do top five. You know what I mean? That causes conflict. I could
okay.
tell you five dope rappers from Rhode Island, artists from Rhode Island that are better than XXXTentacion.
What is that Frith. Really his name?
Yeah, that's
what does
that's
Tentacion mean?
Ugh. Tentacion means temptation.
Temptation.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And,
you
know,
like it?
You know, like, I just feel that the media should stop putting these whack rappers at a pedestal.
Yeah, but
but
had
they've been
this
doing
talk.
This forever.
It's about money. You know that.
Listen.
They just want somebody that's
matter.
Marketable and
because
is in tune with the kids. That's it. They don't care about good music. If the media cared about good music, we'd have good rappers out there. Come on
now. I just seen an interview on, talking about that. I just seen an interview on Vlad TV where my son, I don't know if you know my son.
Nope.
Well, he's a rapper from New York. He was featured in the first Rough Rider compilation.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, you know, that's where he came from. That's, you know, not to get all it up in there. And he was talking about how Future's music is like poison in the mind of these kids. Because now they're going. Yeah,
Percocet.
Like, you know what I mean? These kids are actually doing this stuff. And that stuff is like, you
until
know what
they
mean?
Take their last perk.
That's like
run
the low.
Set. Going to run the set.
Close to like, you know, doing actual like heroin and stuff like that. So,
but just
like,
remember too, it's not only Future. I know a couple years back it was
Rick Ross with the Molly.
Rick Ross
and Rihanna was as well throwing out the Molly references, and even Chris Brown too in some of his songs.
A lot of artists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These kids are soaking this up and using this stuff, and the media is pushing these rappers and artists. There's so many dope rappers that got dope music and putting out good, positive message out.
Yeah.
Positivity doesn't sell.
It doesn't.
Listen,
sex
good music.
Sex
good
drugs.
Music in general should
the
sell.
The moonshine.
It
you
should,
I mean?
But
the
it doesn't.
Was buying
look
the
at Tribe Called Quest. That was real good music. They talked about some things here and there, but it had a message. You know what I mean? People could relate to it. You know what I mean? How many people that listen to this music? I know I'm taking too long with this, but how many people could relate to, you know,
Molly and Percocets?
Well, a
Molly
lot of people
Percocet.
Can because they're taking it because they
run
see.
The set.
But
yeah, I run the set.
Ask Future. Are you on Molly and Percocets?
I'm sure
all
he
the
is.
No.
He probably is.
No.
He has a Tesla. Doesn't he have a Tesla?
I don't care what he drives. I don't care. I don't care how much money the man has. The fact that he's not. Yo, there's no way that he's on all these drugs and putting all this music out.
Well, it's there's only one way.
Jimi Hendrix did it.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse did it. Bruno Mars does it.
Lost her life over it, but she did do it.
Kurt Cobain. Elvis Presley.
Prince. Michael Jackson. Back in the day.
Whitney Houston. We can go on forever.
The high is just different, but they were high.
Yeah. Bobby Brown.
It's not great, obviously. We know that, but...
The new drugs got the kids tripping these days.
Got them leaning, dancing crazy.
Yeah, but these new drugs aren't like these drugs these artists used to take back then.
So I want here's what you should do then. If you disagree with that, you should go to all their concerts and be like, stop rapping about Percocets.
I mean, I'm not gonna jump. You trying to get my man's jump?
I'm just saying.
Whose man's is this?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
First, you don't want to back me up. Now you're over here. You know,
trying to get you killed.
Come on.
Why are we all beefing?
Not the attack is coming over here. Y'all didn't have a great week.
Wait a minute. I'm not even friends with any of y'all, but let me just say this.
Wow.
Why y'all coming at my man's view being so he could get jumped?
Wait a minute. Nobody's attacking this guy.
That's
and if we're going to talk about attacking.
Not yet.
Wow.
Because you're out here sending him on crazy missions.
Yo. We're all religious.
At least
like,
I'm not sending him to a Trump rally and be like, hey man, I want you to go protest. Can you do that?
Let's not even mention
I'm all down for that.
That's we'll crazy. Not mention that, but that'll be another topic of conversation.
Yo, but just to end whose man's is this, I think the media should stop pushing all these watered down rappers.
They're never gonna stop.
And push the real artist.
Can't stop, won't stop.
You know, that's what I think. That's my opinion. It's opinion based, this one, so there's no facts behind
it. I like that you acknowledge that.
Me
no,
too.
No, no, no.
Growth.
I speak the real facts.
Lineup did you good.
You know what I mean? It is what it is. If I have an opinion, I'm going to put it out there, whether people like it or not. You know, it is what it is.
The media has been whose man's is this for years. They're never going to change. They only want to make money.
Yeah.
They barely even care about the artists. Artists, sometimes they come into the industry and they don't even make that much money.
That's true, but these big artists like Future, like, you know, all these top elite artists that these kids look up to, they should, you know, when Biggie was rapping, yeah, he was rapping about drugs and stuff like that, but he also told these...
I don't think he really did it. He talked about selling drugs.
He talked about drugs.
Yeah, and beating people up.
But he was telling his story. Versus somebody that's saying, oh, right? Molly Percocets. You know what I mean? That's advertising the drug.
Yeah, it's the
you know,
hook.
Go do
I get
it.
What you're
go
saying.
Go do it. Go do it.
It's like, just catchy. What are the other lyrics?
Yeah, but this is
we don't
what
know. It only exactly. says, I could have sworn the whole song was Molly Percocets.
How many people actually know every lyric to that song?
Yeah, I run the set.
I'll wait. You only know Molly Percocet.
Well, we'll Google genius.com and see where it is.
Yes, that's it. All right.
Regina, what's going on in popping culture for this week?
Keisha Cole is joining Love & Hip Hop, and I'm just so disappointed. Like, what is she doing?
Oh, my God. No, she's
I love
born.
Keisha Cole. Like,
come on,
and
Keisha.
And we both know you're wrong. There's nothing you could do. Come on, join me.
I can't because I'll get into it.
You're right. Don't join me. But you know what?
I'm not trying to go deaf today.
Wow. It never ends.
It never ends. This episode is crazy.
But really, we should just call this the head up. Because it just feels like we're all coming at each other's necks. And I don't know what's going on.
Oh, man.
But Keisha Cole's joining Love & Hip Hop. How do you guys feel about it?
Personally, I haven't heard of anything of Keisha Cole.
In years, right?
In years.
But we also know that you won't listen to anything besides salsa.
Okay, that's a little messed up because I actually listen to everything.
Oh, and reggaeton.
No, no.
And dancehall.
No. Oh, well, you got me there. But in regards to Keisha Cole, I mean, the last known information that I known of her was that she was dating Kyrie Irving.
It was another basketball player.
Was it a basketball player? And he cheated on her.
Or a football player. Mm. He had a baby. His name is Boo Boo. He goes by Boo Boo. She had a baby with him.
Daniel Gibson. That's what his name was.
Yes.
Daniel Gibson. Boobie Gibson. Yeah.
Boobie.
And he cheated on her.
With a name like that, I would never date him.
And he cheated on you?
Girl.
Yeah. That was the last known thing I've heard of Keisha Cole.
Me, personally, I've been a fan of Keisha Cole since she was Ratchet with the red hair.
Yes.
And the roots coming out orange. Like, I loved her then, and I will always love her. Messed up teeth. She fixed her teeth. I still love her. I love all the changes that she's done to her personal look. But this right here, is not a swag. I don't think this is a good look for Keisha Cole. Why? Because she was dropped from her label, and now she just re-signed. I think she was signed to, I don't want to get the name wrong, but it's the bald black dude with the glasses.
Is that Atlantic?
L.A. Reid, yes. If I'm not mistaken. And so I feel like it's a good move. And then you do this.
I mean, she just dropped a song with French Montana. And
I think it's
Remy
desperate.
Don't get me wrong.
It looks desperate to
Remy
me.
Remy and Papoose did it. So, I mean.
Yeah, but they're different.
Maybe she's trying to get in a lane like
that. Because they got their own lane.
It worked for them.
Was fresh out of jail.
You know, honestly, I don't mean to be mean or rude. I could care less about Love and Hip Hop. You know what I mean? It's not my cup of tea. You know. It's just not for me. I don't watch it. I don't subscribe to it.
Yeah, and that's why I don't think she should be on it. Because it is a show that's like one of them shows where everybody's like, oh, that show's ratchet. Oh, that show's fake. And to me, I think she's doing it out of a cry for help. Like, it but looks like, again, hey, listen to me. I got new music and I got a new contract. Like,
we don't know what kind of character she'll be. Like, when Kay Michelle was on the show and then she ended up having her own spinoff show where people were able to see into her life and see into her music.
She already
and,
had
like,
that,
Remy Ma went on there. And, you know, like, we don't know what.
That's true.
What she will portray. She might not be the girl that
had her show. And it was just full
wasn't
of
it my life?
Needless
Cole?
Drama, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Her and family was, is crazy, though.
You know
maybe
you
she's
going to
go
into
Love and Hip Hop, and her music is going to boom off of it. Like,
it is, no doubt about it. Whether good or bad.
It's going to boom off of it.
Bad
Love Hip Hop making stars out here.
Bad stuff.
Bad publicity is better than no publicity.
Exactly.
That's what they say.
Look at Cardi B.
I mean, but Cardi B is doing it, and she's rapping better than a lot
of
these rappers.
Yeah, but she kept it real. Like, on The Breakfast Club, they would ask her, like, basically if it's real or is she acting or the relationship with DJ Self, was it real? And she admitted that none of it was real. She had a boyfriend at the time who was in jail.
That was the only real part of the season.
That was the only real part of the season. And so I think she used it as a marketing
thing.
And I feel like that was her. Like, she's ratchet. She's hood. But I feel like Keisha Cole left that behind a long time ago. You know what I mean? Yeah, she came from that. But I feel like Keisha Cole's coming from somewhere different. Why are you doing this?
But that's her gimmick. That's Cardi's.
Remember when Olivia
gimmick.
Was on the show?
I think she's a lot smarter than people actually deem her to be.
That's what I'm saying. It was a marketing tactic for her.
Cardi B. Because she basically used that as a ploy to be like, all right.
Gangsta Bitch Volume 2 out now.
Exactly. You know, and not only that, but she's being casted in shows now. And you know what I mean? The bag is coming in.
She got her
the bags
two
are
fits.
Coming in. But what I'm saying is now, the Love and Hip Hop look was her. I don't think Keisha Cole fits in. That's how I feel.
No, because she already had her I think.
No, she has her success already.
Exactly.
You don't need
that's
a show.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you have good
she
music.
She doesn't need it.
But she's irrelevant.
True.
And in order to be relevant, I'm telling you, Love and Hip Hop is out here making stars.
I feel these artists that people love, these artists that people deem. Some people even say that she's a legend. You know
Mona
what I mean?
Young Sky is out
which,
here making this
which
paper.
People
compare her to Mary J.
You know.
I know.
I'm no critic, but you know what I mean? If you're a legend, why the hell are you going up on that show? Come on.
Well, look at Remy Ma. Everybody knew Remy Ma.
But
Remy was coming out of jail.
And Olivia and Jim Jones.
Olivia only had one good song.
And Jewels. These are all people who are in the same kind of category.
They're all B-listers, is what I'm trying to say. I think Keisha Cole was in between A and B.
Keisha Cole is in between A and B. But Jewels?
Like an A-, yeah.
Where do you see my... Like, are you kidding me?
I mean, the Dipset did have their time, and they had an era.
They were out here.
They were out here, but they were always hood.
Yo, but you got to also look at it. They took advantage of it while it was still, you know, while it was still, Love and Hip Hop was more like a thing. Like, you know what I mean? It wasn't this show that it is now. You know what I mean? When they took advantage of that.
Yeah, they took it too far.
You know.
I see what you're saying.
So, I mean, it is what it is out there.
I mean, Keisha, girl, you go ahead and drop it like it's hot on Love and Hip Hop. Just drop it like it's hot in the right place and make that point. And get your music out there. Because if you're going to go on Love and Hip Hop, don't just go on there to be doing all kind of ratchety things.
Yeah.
Like, go on there and make sure your
and
music is heard. Be Keisha. And make this money. I mean, I hear Love and Hip Hop's paying people real good. I hear people are fighting. Because
Mona is the devil.
Mona is out here making this coin. Okay? Mona went to college. Mona's not dumb. She was like, if I want to make this coin, I'm going to capitalize on this.
She's capitalizing on her own people, though. And making
she's capitalizing
them look
on the hood.
Yeah.
And they're buying it because they're like, oh, you're going to pay us just to do what we always do?
Duh. Yeah, yeah.
You're just paying me to live the way I always been living. I'm still going to sleep with this girl's man. I'm still going to do what I want to do, and you're just going to pay me to do it. I mean, it's genius.
It is genius. Business savvy. You can't be mad at the devil, right?
Yes, you can.
It is what it is, though.
Still going to be the devil.
That's what I'm saying. Virginia. The devil's always going to do the devil's work.
So our next topic. Ugh.
Speaking of the devil.
Which is our main topic of the day.
Uh-oh.
Or of the episode, I should say.
Uh-oh.
Miss Kendall Jenner. Child. What is you doing? If you guys haven't seen, Pepsi released a commercial.
Uh-huh.
And Kendall Jenner was their spearhead of the commercial, so she was their celebrity placement. And basically, Twitter is in an uproar. And you know Black Twitter drags everybody, and they don't give a damn. I mean, if you guys see the memes, I was crying.
I haven't seen none of the memes. I just kept seeing the ad over and over. Oh, I found some interesting facts about that ad, too. But you can continue. We'll get into it.
I mean, you guys have all seen the commercial, I'm sure. So I'm going to explain it for people who haven't seen it.
I was going to say, walk us through, please.
So, okay. So basically, long story short, Kendall Jenner is in a photo shoot. And she's, I guess the photo shoot and the place it's in, it has like these large glass windows. So she can see that there are protesters outside.
Mm.
It doesn't really say what they're protesting. You just see the protesters walking by. One of the protesters stops and sees Kendall Jenner in this photo shoot. And he like does like the head thing at her like, girl, come on. And she nods at him like, yeah, we in here. And she pulls off her wig, wipes off her lipstick, and goes out there. First of all, the outfit change was crazy. She had on, like, a regular model outfit, and then all of a sudden she had on jeans and, like, a blue top. I was like, girl.
Yeah.
And so she pretty. Walks out amongst the protesters. She's dapping people up. Like, everybody's like, hey, like, mad chill.
I mean, Kendall.
Right. Damn. And she goes up, and there's a row of law enforcement, and you know they're police. There like kind of trying to
shut down the protest.
Yeah, shut down the protest like. Or whatever. And so Kendall goes up to one of them and hands them a Pepsi. He opens it, drinks it, and is like, "Hey!" He doesn't actually say "Hey," but it's basically like he smiles, and then everybody just cheers like, "Yes!"
And the whole place goes
and
crazy.
Everything is great, and cops are not beating Black people anymore, and it's just yes, this is what we needed, Kendall.
A Pepsi.
We just needed a Pepsi Yay. To fix everything, That's and crazy. It just was crazy. I personally liked the commercial. I don't like for what it stood for, but I liked what they were trying to do.
I think it was innocent.
It was very innocent, and then Black Twitter said, yeah, you thought. Because that's what Black Twitter does.
I don't think
Black
it
Twitter
so
needs t-shirts.
Innocent.
Y'all should think about that. But
it's out there. Just gotta look
for
it.
We should do it.
You're right. I gotta dig.
I could tell you off-rip why I don't think it's innocent. First of all, with all the controversies that are going on right now with Black Lives Matter, you know what I mean?
Gay
and all,
rights.
And Blue Lives Matters for the opposite side. You know, you're going to sit there and just...
I'm sorry, there is no opposite side.
Well, you know they was...
It's saying, just Black Lives Matter. This is a Black Lives Matter show.
No, the opposing side is what I meant. You know what I mean? And I feel like it was a slap to the protesters. Like, you know what I mean?
But like Regina said, the message that they were trying to do.
They were
It was a great idea to have this message, but it just came out completely wrong.
In theory, it was a good idea.
In theory, yes.
And Pepsi did apologize. We can give them that. Did you read their statement that they said?
I did read
that. And that's all they can do. It's already made. It's
yeah. That's not the first time they dropped a commercial that was, you know, either racially or socially, you know.
But that's what ads do. It's propaganda. Yeah.
And you can't come at Pepsi. You know how many companies do it and apologize?
This is true.
There's a lot of sexist commercials, too.
Yeah, but the fact that they've been doing this for years, this is not the first slip-up. Do y'all remember when they dropped that
commercial? Michael Jackson?
No. Oh. No. The commercial where the lady's beating up and she's in a lineup. You got...
What?
Five black men and a dog. The dog is clearly saying, it was me, it was me, it was me. And it's still like...
I don't remember that commercial.
Is this from like 1985?
No, this is not too... This is not
You are a dinosaur.
The fact that they want to, you know what I mean? At this time, they picked the wrong time. It was poor timing.
It's a sensitive time.
You know what I mean? And the fact that they picked this time to actually do these
And then they picked
commercials.
Kendall Jenner.
Yes.
Exactly.
If they would have picked Issa Rae or someone that was very...
No, I think Issa Rae is the wrong person because she's so pro social conscious. You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, yeah. I feel like that would have been more a slap to the face to her. Like, I'm going to represent this movement. And now I'm going to just hand it with a Pepsi? Like, end it with a Pepsi?
That's what the problem is for the commercial. Is that
it's the police brutality part.
They just assume, everything could have been resolved with a Pepsi. That was the problem. But what they were trying to do is trying to unify everybody.
Yes.
And that's
the memes, though?
Yeah, that's what went completely wrong.
Yeah, but the thing...
They said Kendall Jenner is I on see her where with both side, right now
where
with a Pepsi.
Both sides see it, but you got to also look at it like...
Yeah, I like what one of our viewers said, Shani. She said Pepsi was trying to be conscious of their culture and we're living in it and be cultural woke. The end message turned people off.
Yes, I think the ending is what killed everybody.
That's very true.
Because if you want to do a close reading of this episode, it'd be real of this commercial. You can rip it apart and be real critical from the beginning. For me, I could look at the blonde part as she was a blonde woman who's usually a stereotype of a blonde woman is dumb, someone who's not like all there. She took off the blonde wig to be herself. She took away the beauty. She ripped something else off too. I don't remember what it was, but to me that symbolized like I'm coming as me. I'm coming as who I am, and I'm dapping up the transgender, the gay marriage, the black people, the Jewish, the Muslims. You know, it's unifying, yeah, and they should have left it at that. To me, with the police brutality, it was a little offensive because that's such a serious matter, and they watered it down.
Very much.
With a Pepsi. And I wasn't
which
feeling
is not as
it.
Unless,
as
no,
Coke,
if your relationship ever goes sour, people out there, people in the crowd, in the audience.
Try a Pepsi.
And on our lives.
That's like those Snickers commercials. Like,
and we're
a little cranky when you're hungry. Eat a Snickers.
Bro, and it sucks that we're doing it. You know, so Pepsi, you know, send us a check. Just saying.
Okay.
There you go.
I just see it as this.
Send us a Pepsi.
Yeah, then we're like, hey, everything will be great. Just have this Pepsi.
Right.
That's my cool.
It's been interesting too. Did you guys know that this commercial wasn't even filmed in the US? Did you know that? It was filmed in Thailand.
They knew better than to film it.
Yeah. It was filmed in Thailand and the majority of the
Twitter would have said it off.
Yeah. Peep this, and then the majority of the extras were from there. That way it was to have cheaper labor for them to be extras over there. And the majority of them said, based on one actor that was there, they said a lot of them didn't even know what the problem was with the commercial.
Of course.
Because they're not experiencing
it. It's not a...
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why...
Everybody in Thailand is from Thailand. They don't have the
Pepsi already knew that it was going to be a problem.
A little sprinkle of black
people. So that's why they did it. Why couldn't they do it in the middle of D.C.?
Now that would have been...
Or L.A. Or New York.
Or doing...
Right in Times Square.
Or doing during the inauguration. That would have been even...
Lady.
But they knew what they were doing. They had an idea.
They had a great concept, but it just came out the wrong way. I don't know what other way would you guys think to have that commercial end? Because I like the beginning, which is dapping everybody. Unless she would have had everybody share a Pepsi with a cop.
What would have been funnier?
Oh.
Oh, God.
You know what would have been funnier? If she brought out all her sisters and they all took out their implants. That would have been funnier. That would have been better. That would have been a better message. Be yourself. Be natural. Be beautiful. Be who you are.
This just went left.
Yeah, that just went completely...
I'm not sure.
I would love to see Kim's natural booty size.
Do you want
to
borrow my Petty Next Door hat? Because
I'm just saying, and I love the Kardashians. I really do.
Oh, my God.
We know you do.
Do you? Because it didn't sound like
I
love right
them,
there.
But I don't like what they stand for sometimes. This Pepsi commercial, I don't like it. The implants and their fake workouts, knowing damn well they don't really work out. I don't like that.
I just feel bad for Kendall because I feel like she kind of just got thrown in the middle of a job.
And
now she's getting dragged over.
And
it.
We know why they put her in there.
Yeah.
She has the face of an angel.
Yeah. Oh, and then, you know, and that's an interesting point that you brought up about her because there's a lot of sources close to her saying that she's very upset about how this came out and she didn't intend to bring this uproar.
Because
Cause y'all messing up her money.
They never did any. They never got anything.
You cannot put the blame on her at all. She just, like you said, she got thrown into a job and she did
an
it. That's all she did.
And she did it to the best of her ability.
Yeah.
She looked great.
She's beautiful.
But you know, but like the Twitter sphere said, and a lot of people said that, you know, it wasn't the right message.
The Twitterverse said, listen.
F what you heard?
Martin Luther King's granddaughter.
Yeah, did you see what she said?
Tweeted and said, if only my grandfather had a Pepsi, he'd still be alive right now. And I was like, girl, this is what we doing?
I mean, it could have went crazy because a Pepsi would not have solved any of our problems.
It wouldn't
have.
And
it could have solved a lot of problems. Eric Garner. I could go down the list.
It was just Sarah Land. A tough one. It really could have been any person in Kendall's spot, and they would have got dragged just as bad as her. Mm-hmm. But it just sucks that it was her because
she was the most low key Kardashian.
She's such a sweet
little girl. But you got to also admit, you ever seen the picture of the girl that went up to the police?
Yep.
And she was like, you know what I mean?
She's just walking up to them and they're like ready to attack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Didn't it resemble kind of the same?
Yeah,
same
that's thing? What it is. That's what it is. Resembles. I think that happens in protests all the time.
Yeah. Like you said, it's trying to unify. You know, and you know what else it reminds me of? This guy on, I don't know his name, but his project that he has is called Free Hugs Project.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Where he was going, I think, right after one of
and
the.
And he had a blindfold?
No, he didn't have a blindfold. What he did, he would go to all these different cities where they had like police brutality cases. And the most recent one, I think, was in Baltimore. Where
is he black?
He is black.
Yes, I see.
And
that
he went to Baltimore and he started hugging the cops. And then from there, the people that were protesting were confronting him saying, what are you doing? This isn't right. You're not supposed to be hugging them. And he kept telling them, listen, he's just doing his job.
Exactly.
He's not the one. He's not the one killing. He's just doing his job here. There's no reason for you to attack him. So it kind of reminds me of that similar situation where they're just trying to hit the mindset is to bring everybody together.
The message is different than the intention and the message and the way people feel are different things all the time.
And people
because once again, it's subjective. Everything in life is subjective. An author can write a book for an intention and you can read it and read something completely different.
Yeah, everybody will interpret it in their own way. And Twitter took it to a whole other level.
Twitter takes everything to another level.
Twitter is amazing.
Is it?
I can see why you're always on there.
I mean, it's hilarious. You have to say, Twitter drags everybody equally.
Equally, that's
Twitter
true.
Twitter is
got
an
no
equal
mercy.
Opportunity employer. You want to get dragged? If you're going to do something crazy, you're going to get dragged by Twitter. It is what it is. Kendall, you're going to be all right. Your sisters get dragged all the time, and they are all right.
Just remember.
Just clap back like Chloe does.
Yeah. Yeah, Chloe.
Don't clap back, Kendall. Don't do that, girl. You're the most innocent Kardashian also, which means you'll get dragged the hardest because you don't got bark. Or no bite.
You don't
love
know
that. Love you, though.
You don't know that, though.
What?
You know what she got up her sleeve. Well, no. I guess Kylie was the rebellious little sister. She's flipping off the paparazzi all the time. Her and Bruce. I mean, Kylie. I mean, what's his name?
Caitlyn.
Caitlyn. Sorry.
Bruce.
I'm going to say the realest one in that family, though. It's Scott.
Yeah, he's real.
He's a savage.
The
rules
in that family is Chris.
I really don't care about.
I mean, but ads have been doing this since the beginning of time. Just like you talked about with the media and music. I remember seeing a commercial where there was a big, juicy, like, burger and a beer. And then a woman came in, and she was, of course, dressed all sexy. She had, like, a crop top and, like, booty, like, Daisy Duke shorts. And they came in, and they didn't give it to her. And then this guy came through the bar, and he was ripped, and he had, like, a tight shirt, and he was, like a macho man. And they gave him the burger and the beer, basically saying, that right there is sexist. You can look at it any way you want. A woman could take that offensive, or a man could take that offensive. Not every man is big and bulky and muscle, you know what I'm saying? And not every woman looks a certain way. So you just got to take these ads how they come.
Yeah.
You support it or you don't. Don't drink Pepsi if that's how you really feel.
Yeah,
that's what I really want to see.
No, listen.
That gets tricky.
Yeah, I don't even think. And people saying that they're boycotting Pepsi.
No. You can't.
That's stupid.
I'm saying though, if you're gonna be about it, be about it.
But
you have to.
Also
yo, if you
culture,
boycott
think about
Pepsi,
it.
If you boycott Pepsi, you better start
drinking water.
Boycott.
Tap.
Exactly, because Pepsi.
Ooh, they own.
You gotta look at it.
Tap is good.
Pepsi
is
called,
water is good.
I think Pepsi not. Co.
Pepsi right? Coke?
Pepsi Co is the correct name.
Okay, so they own
everything.
Lay's. They own a lot of stuff in Taco Bell. They own Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah, they do have a
shirt.
They own Mountain Dew.
I'm gonna throw the names out there just to briefly who they own. They got Pepsi, Lay's, Mountain Dew, Gatorade, Diet Pepsi, Cheetos, Quakers,
Cheetos,
Ruffles, Tostitos,
Aquafina,
Fritos, Starbucks, too.
Spicy Cheetos, though.
You get what I'm saying? They like for people to say that they're gonna boycott Pepsi.
We
just know, do your research.
Be on a clean diet.
Yeah, it looks like you're gonna be on the water diet, and even that you're gonna be
but
like.
But if that's what you believe in, then do it. I don't like when people go on this uproar for 1 week, and then everybody's
because
socially
it's a
dead
fad.
Again.
It's a fad. Everybody's social.
Commercial. That's a fad.
True.
Well,
how do we know they didn't do it to raise awareness out of us? Pepsi's making money right now with everybody talking about them.
Yes, that's true.
Be cynical and think
that.
Ahead. Pepsi is a very big company
that
has been doing media and commercials for years.
Yeah.
They know what's going to ignite emotions out of people. This was a very racially charged, very social issue charged commercial. They knew that some kind of backlash was going to come from it. I can't sit here and I feel bad for Kendall because she took the job, but I don't feel bad for Pepsi.
She took the shot
because
for them.
Pepsi already knew what time they were on. They already knew how this would translate.
But they're not the face.
They're not the face. The face gets dragged. Mm-hmm. The company gets dragged for a week or two, but everybody's going
to
keep on drinking Pepsi, whereas Kendall's
going to
take a hit to her whole career over it. Yes. Designer's not going to work with her. People are going to be treating her all kind of way. Like, the face always gets hit.
Or maybe she might get more publicity because, like, oh, she did this commercial. What else can we put her in? Because now people sometimes blow up from controversy.
I don't think this one is going to work for her that way.
I know.
Are you serious, though? If you're going to constantly talk about somebody like that, they're going to blow up.
It's true, though.
I mean...
It's true.
Perfect example of somebody who's always been there but then really blew up. We can even talk about how our president now leading up to his election. He was getting the whole year and 2 years before that, he was getting
bashed. And he won.
And before that, nobody took him serious. He's like, oh, this is Donald Trump, whatever. It is what it is. And then look at that. He became our president and now people are even...
Now we're stuck.
We're stuck with him. That's one person. And then even if you want to take... Kendall and Kylie's dad, too. Nobody cared about him until he came out. You get what I'm saying?
Her dad or her mom?
Well, whatever he is, he or she is. I don't know the proper term. I don't want to disrespect anybody out there. So
that's true. I guess. I took it too far. I took it back.
So she could get more gigs. Who knows?
He's not sure what he is.
Actually. I don't know. I don't think this should take away from her career.
It shouldn't.
I don't think so.
I mean, it shouldn't, but it might.
It might. It might.
We can't say.
The black folk not too happy.
Oh, you know, black folk. They're never happy.
Slight blow off that.
You think what?
She's going to take a slight blow off it.
She is.
Yeah. I mean, Kendall has always been in her own lane anyway. She's making model money. She's making Europe money. She don't give a damn about American dollars. She making money regardless of who hires her in America.
But at the same
and look,
time,
that
look
video wasn't even taking it didn't even take place here. It took place in Thailand.
Yeah. It's just how sensitive the topic is.
Right.
Yeah, that's
it could have been anything else she was getting dragged over, but when you're getting dragged over something like this,
it's personal.
It makes it automatically seem like you're on the they side instead of on the side of people who have been protesting for this cause.
The oppressed.
Like, they're not going to be like, oh, Kendall Jenner's on our side. They're automatically going to think you're on the other side because of the way the commercial is portrayed.
I mean,
it just frames it in the wrong way.
You just ended with a Pepsi.
Girl. What I think they should have done differently is... have a lot more people who are different. Like, I don't know if there was a Muslim or Jewish. I made that up, I think, in my head. But I'm saying they should have put all these things that symbolize the differences that make up our country and then just end it like that. And then everybody have a Pepsi. And, like, look, we can have Pepsi and we can be together and we can party together. Not, hey, look, we're protesting. Here comes the law enforcement. Oh, don't worry. Here's a Pepsi.
I would have loved to see... all of the protesters with a Pepsi.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I said that earlier. I'd be like, what if everybody brought a Pepsi for the cops?
Like,
no.
And everybody just helped out.
No cops.
Or what if the cop was black?
No.
No, stop it.
You see what I'm saying?
That completely would have been
plot twist.
That completely would have been disrespectful. And you know what?
You would have been like, wow, really, nigga? Really?
A real slap to the face right
there.
They
should have all just ran up and just was like... And now everybody's offering them a Pepsi. You can't deny thousands of Pepsis.
You can't.
I see what
you're
saying.
We all like free stuff, so why not?
You know what I mean? That would have been more unified. I feel like they just made Kendall
like
be
the ringleader.
The heroine. Like, I'm going to save you, blacks.
Wow, that
Here's
came out.
Here's a Pepsi.
The way that came out, that kind of hurt me. I'm sorry. That kind of
literally, she was like, "Have no fear, coloreds. Oh, I am your hero."
I can't.
That's literally how it looked. It looked like, oh, you guys have been fighting this fight for a long time, but I'm about to set it off in here. I'm about to save y'all. Like, damn. So what are we
all
been
we
doing?
Needed was a little white girl with a Pepsi this whole time.
Oh, and we've just been here, you know,
protesting.
I like how you said, though, you know, maybe this could be, it's because it is a sensitive topic right now. So people are taking it
it's too
the
sensitive.
Way they are. It's the way it is,
sensitive.
You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're in a time-sensitive place. Time-sensitive time.
And sorry, Kendall. Unfortunately, you were too...
beautiful
white for the role.
I see what you're saying. She's not like I'm trying to think of a white girl who would have been perfect.
Scarlett Johansson.
No. Hell no.
She's already on my list, and it's not because she's taking these roles.
Emma Stone. They could have put Emma Stone in there.
I would have appreciated Emma Stone.
Why couldn't they just have a little kid give the cop
No, we don't want to ever put children in the middle.
No, I'm saying, but it would have. Y'all want to make it.
And if
so
we
thin,
did, Pepsi,
like,
you could always use
it. It could have been
Emma.
Like the cops was like,
facts.
Like
she's my friend.
Kind of like, you know, doing their thing and whatever, and the little kid gave the Pepsi, and the parent was like, and then after the cop was like, you know, okay, let's.
No.
Well, let's see. It's the first week for that. So let's see what happens in the coming weeks because
I want to see what's going to happen.
I know. Yeah, because after this, it's just a phase and people are going to be like, oh, what commercial?
And share your thoughts with us, peoples. Like, hit us up on the Insta and whatever and tell us how y'all feel.
Somebody actually said, one of our viewers who we haven't seen in a while, hey, Jill.
Hey, girl, hey.
Nothing is going to happen to her career. She's fine. She got yelled at on Twitter. That's it. And then she said they should have put someone that has spoken publicly about the issues.
What is his name? Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson?
No, not Jesse Jackson.
No.
He's too old.
No, not Jesse Jackson. Jesse, whatever
his green
name
eyes.
Is
it, girl.
Jesse Williams.
If it was him,
I'll take a Pepsi.
Litty.
You know what? That came out the wrong way out of Christina, or?
I said I'll take a Pepsi from him.
You know what? You when you listen to this episode back, I want you to listen to the tone. I want you to keep repeating that. Because Rubens is looking at me. He knows how that came out.
I'm not gonna.
But he's not going to back me up because I didn't defend him earlier. Because
we're all low-key beefing,
he
but.
Broke.
I knew we weren't cool, yo.
Broke cold.
Oh, they took the commercial down.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Like they do.
Girl, you think they were going to still be playing
that? I didn't know that. It's just all over YouTube.
Of course it is. You know, YouTube capitalizes on everything. They don't
but it's not,
day,
it's not the first time. It's not the first time. So, Pepsi, I'm going to hold you accountable for this one.
It's a slap on the wrist of Pepsi. They got money.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Oh, yeah. Regardless, they're going to make their money. Ain't nobody stopping Pepsi.
Yeah.
But what about your moral obligation, Pepsi?
Well, they'll take this
moral
as a
obligation.
They'll take this as a learning
get your
tool.
Money.
That's it.
The coin talks.
They'll use this as a learning tool. Move forward from it. Just like everybody who makes them. Yeah, they probably will if they're smart enough.
They won't have any other choice.
Yeah, people make mistakes. They'll take this and be like, okay, where can we begin to fix this? That's it. If they if they believe in moral obligations like that and trying to fix their reputation, they'll do it.
Yeah, because we know the NFL has no morals.
Just know that Coca-Cola stocks went up.
Obviously.
30%.
No,
I'm joking on the percentage.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
The percentages are wild.
But they
did.
Why?
Listen, you see why I don't back him up? He throws
craziness. That was a joke. But their stocks did go up. Just saying. It is a fact.
Pepsi's next commercial better be far, because if it's not, Pepsi is looking slow for y'all.
Nah, I don't think it's ever looking slow for them.
Not looking slow money-wise, but it's going to be looking slow
for the name.
For the name. And, like, the name is what is going
to
sell. And
yeah.
if you keep on putting out, like, one or two times people are going to be like, whatever. But if you continuously put out media messages that are not rocking with the masses...
You know,
the masses could just drink Coke. They don't got a problem.
No, they're gonna move in some extra Taco Bell commercials, some extra other companies.
They're gonna I see what you're saying. Where Pepsi lacks, their other brands will pick up.
Watch, Coca-Cola's about to come out with a commercial.
Come on, strategy.
That's mad lit.
They'll probably do the same commercial and just
it's gonna be like pro black life.
It's gonna be in Africa.
Yeah,
it's
And that's lit. Even more insulting, I think.
They'll be like, take that and shove it up your ass.
No, Coca-Cola's going to donate like $1 million to like a random African country. And everybody's going to be like, wow, Pepsi.
Can you do this, though? Yeah.
They're going to get one-upped.
One-up. That's what it's all about.
We'll see.
Cultural appropriation. I almost said appreciation, my bad. But yeah, like I think that's becoming a big
Speaking
thing.
Of cultural appropriation, I like that you actually mixed up the words with appreciation, because I feel like a lot of people confuse the two. Like, I hate to bring up Drake again, but everybody's talking about More Life and how he's trying to be Jamaican or he's trying to be from the UK. Like, he's a culture vulture. I think that's a strong word. Or I think he appreciates the culture. I think there's people that appreciate the culture. Like when black girls wear braids. When white girls wear braids. I don't find that offensive. And maybe because I'm not really like African-American. Maybe because I'm Afro-Latina. I feel differently. But I think that's appreciation. They appreciate the way we be rocking our braids or whatever. So they want to look fly too. What's wrong with that?
I don't see nothing wrong with that. I mean, is
Virginia, you feel different?
I don't feel any type of way when I see white girls wearing braids. Get it? How you live? Like, braids are lit. But you can't take something that everybody was saying, oh, that's so ghetto. That's so specific to this one race. Group of people. Mm-hmm. And then now when it's blowing up, it's like, oh, this is great. It's like the big lip thing. It was like, oh, big lips are catching so ugly. Like, it's taking up your whole face. Like, big lips were not a thing. But then when it was, when
Kylie Jenner got some.
When people like Kylie Jenner or big faces start doing it. Now it's like, oh, my gosh, this is so popping. And it's like, we're not saying that you're supposed to say, oh, Hispanic girls and black girls was doing that first. Like, no, nobody's looking for that kind of street cred. But, like, don't be a bandwagoner, basically. Like, if big lips are beautiful to you, that's a trait that somebody is born with. That's not something they can get rid of. And now you want to come at them over it and then talk about how it's so great. Oh, my God, I love your lips. But as soon as that goes back out, now you're back to square one. It's kind of like, just let people live and be who they are.
Be real.
That's all I'm saying. It's only appropriation when you're being a bandwagoner.
Angel said, whoever hates Drake hates themselves. And that is a fact.
She's right. He's right. I listened to More Life again, guys.
And?
Twice.
And? This is five. This makes five times.
Much better this time. Much better.
What's your favorite track?
It's still passion fruit for her.
Blem?
No. What is the very last one? Do Not Disturb.
Oh. You know that there's a shot to Tory Lanez in that one, too.
Of course. Tory Lanez, whatever. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
That's for another time.
So what do we got for next week, Christina?
Next week. What's next week? Is next week Cinco de Mayo?
No, that'll be 2 weeks. No, 3 weeks from now.
Well, then I have nothing.
It's only the 7th, isn't it?
Or I don't know. I'm so lost in time. But I will say.
We didn't just start this month.
There is a floral garden display over at the Roger Williams Park from April 15th to April 30th. Bring your kids. Kids are amazed by things like this. Oh my gosh, I've been to
it. It's so beautiful, guys.
Is it? I've never been. I'm going to take Emma.
I think they do it at the Botanical Gardens?
Yes. Yes. I was going to say that.
It's really nice.
That's cool.
So from April 15th to the 30th, the flower garden. That's 2 weeks, so no excuses. Take your kids, take your girlfriend if she likes flowers and stuff. Also, Rent is here this weekend. If you've never watched Rent...
At PPAC.
Only for a weekend. It's their first time in like 10 years. They're coming back for their 20th anniversary. And I went twice the last time they went on tour, and it was phenomenal.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
525,000.
600,000. You know I get carried away. Don't get me started.
I know. Let me stop. That's why I stop.
Shout out to BO8. Shout out to Spaka, who did his thing last night.
Yep.
I bought some merch. You can go to SpakaSummer.com to get some of this merch. It's from his album called, EP, LP. I don't know the difference these days, called Progression. It's really good. I have it in my car right now, bumping it. I don't know the words yet, but it's really good.
There as well?
There were other artists, Scribe, Bloomingfield. I don't know if Super Vega performed. I showed up a little late, and I think that's it.
Last Child was also there.
Oh, Last Child. That's right.
Which is
one of the best producers.
Shout out to Last Child and Spaka, who are like...
Justin Timberlake and Timberland.
There you go. They out here killing it.
Yo, that show was dope.
And we got a lot of exciting episodes coming up, I'm sure. So just wait on it.
We have a special episode for Cinco de Mayo, but I don't want to speak too soon. But
don't
I'm just
it,
saying,
don't do it.
It might be a little lit, okay?
A little?
A little lit, okay.
I'm ready.
Oh, Rob doesn't know because Rob doesn't show up to places either. So
we're still beefing, I see.
Yeah.
Because you also had that gathering. And you guys have been attacking everybody all night. I know. So on that note.
I know. On that note, that is a wrap for Spark Up PVD, everybody. We'll catch y'all next week. Eddie, suéltalo.